Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo serdecznie, Chris Farman.
And Evelina Potocka, it is Saturday, Evelina. Do you feel that?
Yes, Saturday. Yeah? I have this feeling.
It is an amazing day. It is 11:06 and yeah, you are right here with Good Morning Gdańsk.
Dokładnie, a my jesteśmy już od godziny, to przypominamy, że warto nas słuchać również za pomocą odbiorników cyfrowych, ponieważ jest taka możliwość, od 10 do 12:30 nadajemy w sumie w wersji cyfrowej, no a to okienko między 11 a 12 to dla takich bardziej zachowawczych słuchaczy.
Dokładnie. And yeah, exactly. You could be listening to us from 10 o'clock. If you wasn't listening to us from 10 o'clock, well, you've missed out.
Dokładnie.
You've
tyle
missed out
straciliście.
A lot.
Ludzie.
Remember for next week, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page. There's a link at the top of our Facebook page for the DAB link. And you could be listening to us from 10 till 12:30. Every single Friday and Saturday.
Saturday. A dziś jest 25 dzień maja, co oznacza, że dziś jest dzień królewny.
I just made you coffee.
O, tak,
yeah,
bardzo
I did indeed.
Dziękuję. Dzisiaj jest tak niezwykle szarmancki ten mój kolega. Ale też jest dzień ręcznika, towel day today also.
Towel
but
day?
Tomorrow is of course polski, nasz ukochany dzień mamuni.
Yes, yes, yes. And what do you guys do for Mother's Day? What do you normally get your mother?
Tulimy się, przytulamy i mówimy, że kochamy mamę najbardziej na świecie, że jest najwspanialsza i dajemy dużo buziaczków, ale czekoladki też, albo kwiaty,
okay.
Albo na przykład take
nice.
Your mama, I don't know, to spa.
What are you doing for your mama?
No właśnie, I would take her, I think,
yeah?
Yes, that she has some a minute for herself.
A minute? Just a minute? That's all you're giving her, is a minute?
Metafora.
Talking about metaphors, we do have a nice little competition coming up for you later.
A właśnie.
Oh, właśnie. You completely forgot, didn't you? And the rules of this competition will be coming up next.
Time right behind my back.
That's the song.
Okay, so we do have a competition for you today, and it is for another one of our beautifully sexy retro silver Bluetooth microphones.
Nie zareklamowałabym lepiej tej nagrody, powiem ci szczerze.
I should do the advert for this.
Wszystko powinieneś zrobić, to jest po prostu perfekcyjne.
I think one of these shops like MediaMart or whoever, like Media Expert, should employ me to do their adverts for all their gadgets.
Tak, and you should also be a part of this Koło Fortuny, you know, the Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
I powinieneś odkrywać literki.
Yeah.
A, B, C.
I could do that.
I see you already there.
So, of course, we're sticking with a nice little English competition because last week we had idioms and a couple of you guys came up with some fantastic idioms, and the winning idiom was, do you remember?
Every cat is green in a is gray when it's dark.
Yes, exactly. That was the idiom for last week, which was fantastic.
Tak, zgadza się.
But this week we decided on proverbs.
Tak.
Yeah, proverbs.
Przysłowia, powiedzenia, ulubione wasze po angielsku, które zapamiętaliście najbardziej i których używacie.
Okay, I was just about to explain what a proverb was, but you translated it in Polish, so
I don't
need to do that.
Try it in English, because we also have a lot of English speakers.
So, a proverb, if you don't know what that is, it's just a short, well-known saying, which is generally true, and it's sometimes like a piece of advice. So, a couple of examples. This is one my father would use all the time. A bad workman always blames his tools.
Tak, czyli złej baletnicy przeszkadza rąbek u spódnicy. To będzie coś takiego, tak.
Yep. So this is one. My father is 100%. Yeah, he is one of these people. What about this? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Czyli, że
meaning distance. Mm-hmm. Makes the heart grow stronger.
Ale
you
this
know?
Is true. To jest tak bardzo
really?
Prawdziwe.
Really? Is it true?
Tak, it is true. For example, okay. When I was studying in Krakow.
A little insight into Evelina's love life right now.
Tak, dokładnie. Więc to była najdalej, tak? Z Gdańska do Krakowa najdalej. I hated at that time. I have to say, I hated my parents. I just wanted to go out of home and have my own life. And then when I went to Krakow, like everything like changed. I loved my parents again and I loved Gdańsk again and everything changed.
That's so not that's the direction I thought that was going in. I thought that was part of your love life, not about you loving your parents.
To love life, to też jest love life.
But okay, different direction, but yes, no, very true.
To coś w tym stylu.
So there are...
Yeah, I just want to say my favorite proverb.
Please.
Grass is always green on the other side.
Yes. And this is very true because everybody thinks this, but is it actually true? Because, for example, a good example would be when you're in a relationship, you always kind of feel like, oh, maybe I want to be single.
Dokładnie.
When you're single, you're like, oh, I could really do with a cuddle right now. I need
exactly,
a relationship.
Exactly. You know? Or when you're in a relationship, you cannot decide like to be with this person like 100%
yes.
because you would, maybe there will be someone better.
Dokładnie. Yeah, exactly. So is the grass greener on the other side? Is it? Is
no
it
właśnie.
Not?
Is it?
Who
is it
knows?
Not? Ale my wiemy na pewno, że nasz numer telefonu to jest 603-06-06-06 i jesteśmy ciekawi, jakie są wasze ulubione powiedzenia, przysłowia, powiedzonka również, po angielsku oczywiście. A nagrodzimy wspaniałym srebrnym mikrofonem Radia Gdańsk. To jest głośnik Bluetooth, więc super nowoczesna technologia.
Come on, you can describe it better than that, no?
I will try.
I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could have shaped heartaches to come to find you for in some velvet morning. Years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory.
in my mind when she's not right there beside me. I go crazy cause he isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I can't help myself. All I wanna hear him say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine?
Wrongs don't make a right.
Really? They don't?
They don't.
Who knew?
6306 wasze ulubione powiedzenia, przysłowia po angielsku. Czekamy. W tamtym tygodniu pytaliśmy was o idiomy i jak się okazuje, masę idiomów nasi słuchacze znają. Naprawdę, nawet Chris był pod wrażeniem. There were a few that you didn't know.
Yeah, of course. No, and there will be many proverbs, which I don't know either.
No so więc właśnie, więc dlatego zachęcamy, by zagiąć Chrisa. 603-06-06-06 to surprise you. I encourage people to surprise you.
However, in recent news as well, regarding traveling in Poland, if you are a foreigner in Poland, sometimes it's a little bit difficult, yes, to do certain things. To do the right things, let's say. Like, if you want to go to any government office, this is a challenge. This is a big challenge for foreigners.
You know something about this.
Yes. There's no other languages. It's only in Polish.
Although it changes, we have to admit, I think. Yeah, at least they try.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a prime example. I had a meeting with the Polish... English embassy, like the Polish immigration embassy, and regarding the whole Brexit situation. And if Brexit does happen, then you'd have to be interviewed by a Polish immigration person. And one person asked the question was, okay, but do the Polish immigration people speak English? Would the interview be in English? And the response from the actual representative was that we hope so, yes, but maybe not all of them will be in English.
See? This is another reason why you should learn Polish.
Exactly. And I do understand this. Like, come on, you come to this country, yes, you should learn Polish.
No pewnie.
However, English is the worldwide common use language.
Okay.
And, you know, we're in the UK. If you go to the airport, you will see maybe 8 different languages. Come on, I think like maybe it's time that you start considering other nationalities.
Of
here.
Course, I understand you, and I think it changes slowly. Yeah. We need some time.
Of course.
Need some time.
I just think like in these very obvious places like Polish immigration, I'm not being funny, but they should be speaking about 5 different languages.
They will, surely. Yeah. Maybe they just wanted you to learn more Polish.
True.
I believe this.
But of course, most recently on the SKM, yes? SKM, there was an incident regarding the train?
SKM, kolejka.
Okay. So
train.
Train, okay. the incident about stamping the tickets.
No właśnie.
Now, obviously, this is not obvious to everybody because there's no, say, big signs. And again, there's no signs in a different language.
Because normally you buy a ticket and you have to validate this ticket. You have to stamp this ticket before you enter the train. Because in the tram, you have the machines inside the train.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But on SKM tram, you have to stamp the ticket before you enter.
That's
the point.
And most recently there was a group of foreign people who were fined by the controller due to the fact that they didn't stamp the ticket,
but they did have the tickets. Like
they did have
kupili
the ticket.
Bilety. Yes. Ale nie skasowali.
Yep, and of course this is a big issue kind of right now, which the travel agency are trying to kind of correct.
Yeah, of course they will change. Zmienią printy na biletach. Będzie napisane również w języku angielskim, że ten bilet należy skasować, nim wejdziesz do pociągu. Skasuj bilet.
But validate I'm just surprised, like, they're changing this now in 2019, when we've had so much investment from foreign companies.
A Chris, ty jesteś taki pewny i taki do przodu. Look at your country, Brexit. Look at Theresa May yesterday.
True.
Nobody's perfect.
Very true.
And that's a good proverb.
Nobody's perfect. Yes, exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, things should happen a little bit faster, I think.
O, a Beata do nas napisała i to jest bardzo mądre powiedzenie. Necessity is the mother of invention. Tak, potrzeba matką wynalazków. Potrzeba matką wynalazków.
Potrzeba moje latko... Moje latko?
Nie moje latko. Moje latko, it would be like my summertime-y. Little summertime.
I will learn that, don't worry. I remember the first time I was in love. It was all the way back in 1997. I stole my mama's cell phone, yes, and I was turning it up. Tracked down your number, boy, I was so in love, I thought I was in heaven. It was so beautiful, the love we had, I can't believe we let it pass, we let it pass. So beautiful, but you were right, yes, you were right, we couldn't last, but what a blast we had.
Pasuje jak świni siodło, napisał Andrzej. Well, I love this proverb, definitely. Ale panie Andrzeju, jak będzie to brzmiało po angielsku? Teraz dla pana challenge.
I know, I need to find the actual English version.
Yeah, I'm challenging Mr. Andrzej. Try to write this in English. Pasuje jak świni siodło.
I have too much on my plate from Basha. Yeah, very nice one. I have too much on my plate. But that's more like an idiom, I believe. It's not a proverb.
What does it mean?
It basically means I have too much work to do at the moment.
Like I'm snowed under with
work. Yeah, I think this is an idiom, not a proverb. But I will double check with Basha, don't worry.
Somebody wrote us, hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Bardzo dziękujemy za tego krótkiego SMS-ka. Hello, to odpowiadamy. Hello.
My, from Kasia, my favorite proverb in English is no pain, no gain.
No, właśnie.
Very true.
A tutaj Łukasz, and this is a question for you, Chris.
Oh, here we go.
He was shocked by the British version of kruk krukowi oka nie wykole, which like dog wouldn't eat a dog, something like this.
See, yeah, exactly. So I put this in translator, dog would not eat dog, but maybe he means dog eat dog, like dog eats dog, like it's a dog eat dog world, like we fight each other.
No właśnie tak.
That's the only one I know.
Tak,
like
to podejrzewam, że Łukaszowi właśnie o to chodziło i napisał na koniec piękne w swojej prostocie. Coś w tym rzeczywiście jest simple and beautiful.
Indeed. So, to be in a chance with winning the beautiful, sexy, maybe you want to take over the description right now? How would you describe our retro microphone?
Go. Szanowni Państwo, możecie już dziś zostać posiadaczami tego wyjątkowego prezentu. To nie jest codzienna sprawa. Rozdajemy tylko w soboty i tylko dziś. Ktoś z Was, to będzie jedna osoba, która może otrzymać ten wyjątkowy prezent od nas. Ale trzeba się postarać. Co to będzie? To jest srebrny mikrofon Radia Gdańsk, czyli nasz mikrofon głośnik Bluetooth. A co trzeba zrobić? Należy wysłać SMS-a na 603060606 z powiedzenkiem albo przysłowiem.
I could not keep a straight face through that. Your voice, the way it just changes, it's like very sexy.
Impressed?
Very impressed.
Ale 11.30, czas na skrót wiadomości.
It is 11.30 and here's the headlines with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk, English Service.
Good morning. Here are today's headlines. Warsaw and Washington are close to reaching a deal on a strengthened American military presence in Poland. Poland will get a cash bonanza bonus from the EU for efficient utilization of EU funds. And Polish retail sales are up 13.6% year on year in April in positive economic figures. In other positive economic news, the OECD has upgraded Poland's economic growth forecast for 2019. And the FIFA Under-20 World Cup comes to Gdynia. Details and the weather at the top of the hour.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Just hard, crazy as we can.
You guys are absolutely loving the proverbs right now.
But I know why. Because of the advertisement.
The advertisement was amazing. It was amazing, Evelina. Congratulations. What do we have here? We have, wherever you go, there you are. Is that a proverb or is that a fact? I'm not too sure. Good things come to those who wait.
Tak. To prawda.
You believe this,
tak,
yeah?
Tak, okay. Tak. Be patient.
I like this one from Katarzyna. Keep London tidy, eat one pigeon a day.
Brawo, Kasiu, też bardzo nam się podoba. And I would also say it about Kraków. Keep Kraków tidy, eat one pigeon a day. O, tam pigeony, to jest prawdziwa plaga w Krakowie.
Another one here. Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it comes to the end, the faster it goes.
I think
we've all been in that situation, yeah, where the toilet paper is almost running out and you don't have any more in the house, and it's like you try to spare it, like one square at a time.
Should I make a confession at the moment or not?
Yes,
is
go
this
on.
This time?
Tell us.
Muszę powiedzieć, że in my house,
yep,
toilet paper is the most important thing. I always have a lot of this, like hidden in the wardrobe. Nie, wardrobe.
You have a skeleton in your wardrobe?
Właśnie. Everybody has this. Nie, ale naprawdę zawsze mam w szafce łazienkowej schowany papier toaletowy na czarną godzinę. Like even like one toilet paper,
uh-huh,
just for like this dark hour, this like hour of like being w czarnej dziurze. Znacie to uczucie.
But do you know what? I actually hate buying toilet paper from a supermarket. So when I do buy it, I always buy like the biggest pack possible because I hate it. I don't know why. It just feels like, hey guys, I'm buying this 24 pack of toilet paper so I can go home and have a, you know what? You know?
Na pewno ludzie od razu z tym to kojarzą.
I know it's like something we have to buy, but it's kind of, I don't know,
toilet paper
everybody.
Is the most important rzecz w domu na wyposażeniu. Zawsze trzeba mieć papier toaletowy.
But what happens when you're caught short? And you run out
to
of toilet
paper.
Don't
never happens.
Never happens?
No.
Really?
No, never.
No, okay.
I'm telling you, never. Oh, okay. Never.
Don't come to my house.
No, I will not. 603-0606-06. Ale właśnie to powiedzenie z trupem w szafie. Ktoś napisał, że, a nie znam angielskiego, ale, pan Marek, każdy przechowuje jakiegoś trupa, kościotrupa w swojej szafie, tak. Like, means the skeleton in a...
Yep, having a skeleton hidden in your closet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which means...
Having something like nobody knows about you, tak. It's kind of hidden away so nobody knows.
Mroczne tajemnice, secret, dokładnie, coś wstydliwego, nigdy się nie przyznasz, że to robisz po ciemku.
Now, we all love to travel, yes, but of course, traveling and... Funding your normal lifestyle is very difficult. So it's very difficult to travel for long periods of time and also have the money to travel. However, there is a couple who have done this. They travel to roughly around about 7 countries per year. So far, they've traveled to 38 different countries in the last 4 years. And actually, the way they do it is quite interesting. They teach English. They teach English online. This is such a big thing now. There's many websites where you can learn different languages. So it doesn't
online.
Have to be English. Yeah, it doesn't have to be English. It can be Spanish, Italian, whatever language. Somebody is out there who wants to learn your language.
Of course. And I also check like pages for learning playing piano.
Of course.
Albo gitar. Też możesz gitar.
Yeah. But this is like the perfect lifestyle, you know. I think most people dream of this lifestyle where they can make like some kind of, let's say, passive income, even though they're working, but able to travel and take their work wherever they want. And now we have the internet, we have Skype, for example. We can do this wherever. And actually, yes, they're actually living life to the fullest. There's pictures of them in Bali, in Singapore, in Lisbon, absolutely everywhere.
Just have to think.
Yeah.
Po prostu trzeba wymyślić ten sposób
but it's so
na
easy
życie.
Now. And of course, the only thing they don't do, now they did give up a couple of things. They gave up going out drinking with their friends, so they only go out partying with their friends twice a year. Which, this is difficult. I think, you know, how can your friends invite you out and you say, oh, no, I'm saving for my travels. This is a difficult one.
No,
you know, you really have to give up a lot of stuff.
But at least they don't have this feeling. Barbara napisała, dzisiaj bal, jutro żal. Now it's a task for you, Chris, to translate this. Freestyle. Rock the microphone. Carry on with the freestyle. I got the throw on and go on. You know I got the flow on.
hold on tight as I rock the mic, right? Oh, excuse me, but don't ask a synchronizer with the analyze. Upcoming wipes the session. Let there be a lesson question. You carry protection. Now when your heart go on like Celine Dion, come a chameleon. Yeah, straight from the top of a dome as I rock.
One apple a day keeps the doctor away, Andy and Asia.
No właśnie, państwo się znają? Czy tak po prostu telepatia? Bo otrzymaliśmy dwie wiadomości od Asi i od Andiego i to samo przysłowie, chyba że tak bardzo je kochacie.
Maybe they're
i przestrzegacie.
Trying to cheat. I'm not sure. Maybe they're just trying to get like two votes into the competition.
No, Andy, Asia, coś tutaj się dzieje.
Alicia, my favorite one is Fortune Favors the Bold. Yeah. Mm. Bold and beautiful. Yeah.
Old and old and beautiful. Oh, bold and beautiful.
Bold. It's not old and beautiful, is it?
Ale to było bold and beautiful, to była moda na sukces, the series.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Old and beautiful. That's a new series, we can make that one.
Okay, już tyle planów na karierę, mówię wam, to z Chrisem ciągle coś się dzieje. When it comes to traveling people, do you travel by yourself? Czy wy sami organizujecie swoje wycieczki? Czy może jednak korzystacie z biur podróży? Dziś o tym chcemy was zapytać, bo jak się okazuje, coraz więcej Polaków wyjeżdża na wakacje i to jest pewne. Wyjeżdżamy nawet 2-3 razy w roku, co jest no, dużym skokiem i widać, że zarabiamy coraz więcej. No ale właśnie, do you like to organize everything by yourself or do you really like
polegacie? Do you go to the travel agent?
No właśnie, no
yeah,
właśnie.
Yeah, exactly. What do you decide to do? But actually, a few things. Obviously, I'm a part of a few, say, Facebook groups for foreigners on Facebook about Poland, let's say. And quite a few of the normal questions that do come up are, for example, you know, what do you do once you get to Poland? So, of course, I recommend, and not just Poland, every country has different kind of Facebook groups, which are like expat Facebook groups, which you can join. And there's lots of information about what to do, where to go, things, how to cope in that country, to be honest. And if you're living there, for example, you know, you have to think about insurance, bank accounts. And for example, there is a couple of banks in Poland which won't accept foreigners opening up a bank account. You know, this is a very common issue about which bank to go with. And there is a couple out there which are highly recommended for foreigners, and they have English applications as well and things like this, which are, yeah, really good with, say,
konieczność, necessity.
Yep, and a few others, you know, like how do you say?
Registracja.
Yeah, okay, registracja, I can't say it in English right now.
Register.
What's going
to
on?
Register.
To register your stay in Poland, of course, you should register your stay if it's above so many days. So, you know, you need to register this. Also, you can get a PESEL, which will make life a lot easier. You're able to get things done if you want to get, for example, a mobile phone on a contract or the internet. You kind of need a PESEL.
And yes, see, he's the source of knowledge.
Yeah, because seriously, like, this is many things. But obviously, to get a PESEL, this is a little bit difficult. It's not such hard work, but you do have to go to one of these government offices, which...
I assume this is very, very hard sometimes because, you know, people don't speak English and then you don't know what you want because you just don't know. I nagle okazuje się, że tutaj trzeba wypełnić różne formularze, ale nie wiesz jak to wypełnić, nie wiesz co musisz wypełnić, kiedy, do kogo, w którym okienku co złożyć, to naprawdę super stressful.
True, and a few things to remember when you are speaking to Polish people, which I have learned over the past. One of the top tips is never to ask a Polish person how they are, unless you literally want to listen to their life story. Because, if I said to you, oh, jak się masz, Ewelina?
You'd... I hate this question, albo co tam?
Why? Why do you hate that question?
I never know what to answer, so I just live, what?
Just say, like, how you are. But, of course, in Poland, it's more like, okay, it sounds like I actually care about how you are, whereas in English, it's like, I don't care, I'm just being polite. It's like, just say yes or no, like, are you good or are you bad?
When you come and ask me, co tam?
Yeah, so I use this very often.
Yeah, so what can I ask?
I just want to hear like, oh, fantastycznie, dziękuję.
Aha, dobra, okay.
You know,
napisałam, będę tak
odpowiadać.
O, Karolina już ci podziękowała za te pomysły, że na Facebooka można zaglądać. Travel always arrange on our own. Too many hidden issues with travel agencies.
You see? And a few years ago, there was quite a few travel agencies that went completely bankrupt while people were on holiday. This was a big problem.
To się zdarza niestety ciągle i no to jest bardzo niebezpieczna sytuacja.
But what about this? Okay, so let's say you get into a relationship. How long until you go on holiday with that person? Like, for me, I'm really easygoing. I go on holiday with pretty much anybody. Like, you know, even meeting you, Evelyn, I'll be like, hey, we went to London together.
No, what?
Yeah, we went to London together. What a disaster.
So?
I'm joking. But no, actually, how long should you wait until you actually go on a vacation with that new partner.
Like mean what? Like, o co ci chodzi w tym pytaniu?
Like how long, how many months should you wait until you go on a holiday with a new partner?
I think you get to know the person best when you're not home.
Okay.
So, like traveling, zawsze, podczas podróży, zawsze poznajesz drugą osobę z takiej strony, której normalnie w życiu codziennym byś nie poznał. So, I think the earlier the better.
So, well, new statistics show that actually you should wait 7 months until you decide to go on holiday with that person.
7 months?
7 months, yeah. So, it's, yeah, very accurate amount of time.
Ale to dziwne. Why akurat 7 months?
But, well, basically, I think this is completely true. Because, okay, how long until you start living together?
No to różnie. People are, you know...
People are different, of course.
There are people who, after one day, they just want to get married.
Yeah, I know. There's crazy people out there. I know.
No.
but, for example, you normally start living together maybe, let's say, after 6 months, yes? So... Or after 2 years, in Evelina's case.
No właśnie.
But no, 6 months I think is an okay amount of time. No?
6 months, trochę krótko.
Okay, I've done it a lot sooner, but okay.
Proszę.
But, for example, yeah, going traveling together with your partner. Because, for example, the first time you went traveling with your partner, how long? I love your face, good. How long?
Nie pamiętam, I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like so, not 7 months, na pewno
okay.
nie.
So I've done it like more or less 2 months after, and...
And then you came back alone.
Pretty much, yes.
No,
it's been okay, but I don't know, it is a big commitment because you have to realize that you're about to spend, let's say, 7 days
no, więc
with
właśnie.
That person, 24/7.
I to jest bardzo dobry znak, tak? Nadajecie się na tych samych falach, czy nie nadajecie?
So I think
you
maybe...
want to do the same things at least, tak? Jakoś tam, powiedzmy, yeah. wpasowujecie yeah. się w ten sam... samą linię programową, czy
yes.
też nie?
And of course, opposite sexes, there are also some arguments, but recently I went on a holiday with a friend, actually a male friend, which is, no, don't look at me like that.
okay.
Nothing like that. but no, absolutely fantastic. Like, as guys, and I'm sure as females as well,
tak.
you just bond so easily. Like, okay, what do you want to do? You want to do this? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, dokładnie.
You know, there's no complaints, no arguments, nothing.
See?
Until you introduce the opposite sex, and then it's like, yeah, all hell breaks loose.
Ja się zgadzam. Kobiece wyjazdy the best.
So yeah, let us know. What do you do? How long do you wait until you go on a vacation?
Brother, I'd like to help you, but I'm unable to. So dancing.